平成28年度明治大学附属明治高等学校入学試験英語リスニング問題を始めます。問題9。次の放送を聞き、括弧1から括弧5に入る5を答えなさい。放送は1回です。
At the end of a vacation or homestay, the time comes to say goodbye.When you say goodbye to your homestay family, a useful expression is, It's been great. Thanks for everything. Your host may say, It's been great having you. Take care. Or, Have a good trip back. Everyone can say, Keep in touch. There are different ways of saying goodbye.These depend on the people and how well they know each other. Shaking hands is always okay. Between men and women, friends often hug each other. A kiss on one or both cheeks is also quite common. Especially if your friend is from Southern Europe or South America.If you are not sure what to do, copy the other person's behavior. Giving a farewell gift to your homestay parents or good friends isn't necessary. But it's a nice thing to do. Probably the best gifts are small items from your country, like local handicrafts or cloth.They don't have to be expensive. It's the thought that counts. What is a good way to keep in touch? Postcards and Christmas or New Year cards are fun, especially if you enclose a photo. Email is quick and easy. And you can even send an e-greeting card by email. Take care!
問題10次の放送を聞き説明されている語を答えなさい放送はそれぞれ1回です
1 A car with a driver that you pay to drive you somewhere 2 A room or building containing books that you can borrowand other information on computers that you can use. 3. A long, thin, orange vegetable that grows under the ground. 4. A game in which two teams try to win points by throwing a ball through a net.
問題11次の放送を聞き、括弧1から括弧3に入る天気を下から選び記号で、括弧4と括弧5に入る気温を三要数字でそれぞれ答えなさい。放送は2回流れます。
Here is the weather.
Welcome to the weather forecast. Now, let's see what the weather is like today.In the north of the country, it's very windy and cold. There is a chance of some rain, too, so don't leave home without your umbrella. The temperature is around 10 degrees centigrade. In the east, it's rainy all day today, I'm afraid. There may be a thunderstorm in the afternoon. The temperature is a bit higher at around 13 degrees.In the west and middle of the country, the weather is dry but cloudy. So, no rain for you, but it is quite windy, and the temperature is just 10 degrees. The south of the country has the best weather today. It's cloudy most of the time, but sunny this afternoon. The temperature is around 15 degrees.
Here is the weather.
Welcome to the weather forecast. Now, let's see what the weather is like today. In the north of the country, it's very windy and cold. There is a chance of some rain, too, so don't leave home without your umbrella. The temperature is around 10 degrees centigrade. In the east, it's rainy all day today, I'm afraid. There may be a thunderstorm in the afternoon. The temperature is a bit higher at around 13 degrees. In the west and middle of the country, the weather is dry but cloudy. So, no rain for you, but it is quite windy and the temperature is just 10 degrees. The south of the country has the best weather today. It's cloudy most of the time, but sunny this afternoon. The temperature is around 15 degrees.
問題12. 次の放送を聞き、後に続く5つの質問の答えとして、最も適切なものを選び、それぞれ番号で答えなさい。放送は2回流れます。
Joe came home from work and opened his mailbox. In it, he found a yellow bottle of soap, soap for washing dishes. The soap was a free sample from a soap company. The company mailed small bottles of soap to millions of people. It was a new soap with a little lemon juice in it. The company wanted people to try it. Joe looked at the bottle. There was a picture of two lemons on the label. Over the lemons were the words, "With real lemon juice." What is this? Joe thought. A free sample of lemon juice? I'm going to have a salad for dinner. This lemon juice will taste good on my salad. Joe put the soap on his salad and ate it. After Joe ate the salad, he felt sick. Joe wasn't the only person who got sick. Many people thought the soap was lemon juice. They put the soap on fish, on salads, and in tea. Later, they felt sick, too. Some people had stomach aches but felt better in a few hours. It was lucky for them to get better soon. Some people felt really sick and went to the hospital. What can we learn from Joe's story? Read the label of a product carefully and learn how to use it before you do.
1. What did Joe find in his mailbox? 2. Who sent Joe the bottle? 3. How did Joe use the bottle of yellow soap? 4. Was Joe the only person who felt sick? 5. What can we learn from Joe's story?
Joe came home from work and opened his mailbox. In it, he found a yellow bottle of soap, soap for washing dishes. The soap was a free sample from a soap company. The company mailed small bottles of soap to millions of people. It was a new soap with a little lemon juice in it. The company wanted people to try it. Joe looked at the bottle. There was a picture of two lemons on the label. Over the lemons were the words, "With real lemon juice." What is this? Joe thought. A free sample of lemon juice. I'm going to have a salad for dinner. This lemon juice will taste good on my salad. Joe put the soap on his salad and ate it. After Joe ate the salad, he felt sick. Joe wasn't the only person who got sick. Many people thought the soap was lemon juice. They put the soap on fish, on salads, and in tea. Later, they felt sick too. Some people had stomach aches but felt better in a few hours. It was lucky for them to get better soon. Some people felt really sick and went to the hospital. What can we learn from Joe's story? Read the label of a product carefully and learn how to use it before you do.
1. What did Joe find in his mailbox? 2. Who sent Joe the bottle? 3. How did Joe use the bottle of yellow soap? 4. Was Joe the only person who felt sick? 5. What can we learn from Joe's story?
問題を終わります。